Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Better love. You are listening to the Truth to Power show, and my name is Beverly, and we have Crenshaw of Crenshaw, excuse me, Herb Pack and Baba with us tonight. We're doing part two of transhumanism, and thank you for joining us tonight, Baba and Crenshaw.
Thank you, Auntie Beth.
Thank you.
Yes. So, before we get into the transhumanism, Crenshaw, can you give the people a little bit about your herbs and where they can contact you?
My name is Dee Crenshaw, owner and operator of Crenshaw Herb Packs. Create herbal remedies and just daily items that we use as far as cleansing, toothpaste, soaps, and various other items that we personally use daily that normally people buy from stores that are toxic. We have minerals that mitigate certain conditions that people have developed through poor diets and just the toxicity of the environment. You can reach me at my website at www.crenshawherbpacks.com, and or you can send me an email at crenshawherbpacks@gmail.com. At Gmail, and we could go from there and further talk. Mm-hmm. We have free samples, and we just want to help the people in these trying times.
Yes, and we really need you during these times, too, and we thank you for being here. And Baba, on the last show, we were talking about the transhumanism. Now, you know, we hear that word a lot, but can you kind of tell us exactly what are they talking about?
Well, first of all, how's everyone?
Great, great.
Excellent. Well, when I was brought up, where I was brought up, I never even realized that even existed until I was maybe about 15, 16 years of age. And then when I saw it for the first time, it really boggled my mind because it was my next door neighbor. And I never knew, and he was the same age as me. So, and then later on, I read a book called The Conspiracy to Destroy Black Boys, and I can only speak within my community, and within my community as far as what's happening with our brothers and sisters.
Now, when you say you saw your neighbor, was it that he was dressing up like a female? I've heard people say that they want to dress up like that, but that don't mean that they're gay. I mean, is that what he was doing?
It's confusion.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as a man knows what a man is and a woman knows what a woman is. So when someone comes in and manipulates your thought process to make you feel like you're a woman, and, you know, and a woman make her feel like she's a man, there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's a psyop program that starts from the food, the environment. Now is open, and if they're advertising it, toothpaste commercials, baby formulas. I mean, it's there. So you know that there's something that the adversary of life and the adversary of consciousness is doing he's doing a trick on the population to make them feel a certain kind of way. And also, like I said, you said last week, they hijacked the rainbow, of course, which is a divine light and a divine frequency, and brought it into a situation to where it's confusion. But openly, men are calling themselves transgenders. So when they're saying they're trans, that means that they openly know that they've been manipulated through genetics. And I see it all the time when I'm on social media now. I see it, and it's getting to a point to where it is saturating our brothers and sisters right now. It's ridiculous. I say it's ridiculous because I didn't see it growing up.
I didn't.
Now, when the children come into this world now, it's something that they're exposed to on a daily basis. But there's no one really talking about it. And also, transhumans have another set of laws because they're really not humans any longer. So when they say transhuman, that's calling yourself something other than a human, which we are, being that we're connected to the source. So generally, if you look at the diet, most people are not eating greens. They're not eating food directly from the garden, or, you know, they're eating a lot of GMO foods, GMO cows, GMO pigs, GMO fish, GMO everything. The environment is, I mean, they're drinking milk that's genetically modified, homogenized milk. So it's a lot of imbalances going on chemically. And for a man to actually identify as a woman, not having breasts, and wanting breasts, you know it's a psyop program. It has to be a psyop program, because if he feels like he's feminine, a man doesn't really have to go out and get breasts to be feminine. You know, if he's, you know, was raised by his mom or whatever, he might take on some of the tendencies of his mother. And most of the fathers aren't in the house anymore. So, of course, the conspiracy to destroy black boys, of course. because we are the original indigenous beings here. So why wouldn't they destroy us? Why wouldn't they take the strong man and make him feminine? But also, it's a scare situation too. These young boys are so scared of the adversary that they hide behind wigs. Mm. Absolutely. And some of the women are men. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they have the characteristics. They sag their pants. They wear the baseball cap sideways. You know what I'm saying? So it's a style out there, man. Mm-hmm. And it has to be addressed somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm into music. I do music. And my next phase is to really bring the relationships back together and give some sort of clarity, man and woman clarity, and make that popular again, you know, because they've totally taken it out of context. That these brothers, these young men deserve to be in cycle with life and living in procreation. They generally don't even know why they have the genitals. You know what I'm saying? What they use for. And the imbalance chemically causes a deficiency situation. That's why there's AIDS, an acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Syndrome simply means a mixture of bacterium. And that's all it is. They acquire, you go out and grab it, immune deficiency syndrome. So in these deficiencies, they created all of these various groups of beings according to their deficiencies. And that just happens.
So we at this is definitely a war. And so, you know, you can't just stand around and just, you know, not fight back or defend yourself. And it's also a psychological major part of it, along with the chemicals, but it's a psychological thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I see it now even more so. I mean, I see it. I examine them and sit back and watch. And most of the time, these beings are argumentative. They ain't got no peace. They call themselves bitches and hoes and all kinds of stuff. I mean, just nasty mouths. I mean, this is like, it's a wreck. Because there's imbalance, there's confusion. And when you can get a people to go outside of themselves and be that confused, they have no idea. They don't care anymore. It's like you don't even give a damn anymore. But that's the process of Hellenizing people. Hellenism is a Greek culture. And we've taken on, and as the Euro-Gentiles came over into this land, these Catharian Jews, they Hellenized them. They had all the, gave all the money in the world to destroy us. All the rappers, they're not talking about none of this stuff. The females now, dancing on tables, humping on cars. It's crazy, man. I mean, but this is the imagery that we're given.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous, you know. And I definitely speak out to it, you know. But there's only so much you can do until you get on the no-detain list. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm on
right.
it now, so I can go ahead and holler loud and clear.
Okay.
Because I'm free. I'm free to be me. I'm free because this is my land. It's my real land. And
right.
they've destroyed our people. So what else are we supposed to do? Sit back and just chill out? No. We're going to bring some solutions, and that's what me and Dave, Mr. Crenshaw is doing right now. We're bringing the solutions to bring balance to the people. It's not huge yet, but I guarantee you, there are going to be a lot of these transhumans ready. Because if you look at the statistics right now, excuse me, I just had some stuff in my mouth. Statistics right now, they're killing themselves faster than their replicator. So suicide rate is absolutely terrible. But that goes back into Terminator seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed last night, I was online, you know, I have some hip songs emerging right now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a brother who got on and cussed me out because I'm so good at what I do. I mean, you see his whole demeanor just frown because those are Terminator seeds. And we have to be able to identify that and be able to stand clear of it because they will hurts you. That's why you see all these brothers and sisters killing each other right now. They're killing each other because they have been manipulated via the GMO, genetic modified seeds, and through the eugenics programs that's going on in our neighborhood.
Right.
They are so-called formulas that they got going on. Those formulas are manipulating our children's DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to wonder, what is a formula? What kind of formula is that?
Hmm.
You know? And why aren't they teaching our sisters how to breastfeed? Why is it such, oh, I don't do that no more. You know, it's like the cycle has been closed out to the point to where they're creating Terminator seeds.
Right.
Conspiracy, destroy black boys. And you know what? They're doing a hell of a job doing it.
But, you know, we're not even being, for one thing, it's done in such a way that you're not being aware of it. So, you know, this is what you're doing. And Crenshaw, it's all about making people aware. You have to keep on, keep talking about it, keep talking about it,
mm-hmm.
keep coming up with solutions to finally mm-hmm. you have to make that breakthrough. Now, you in the music industry, who is controlling what is being said? The artists, do they have any control of what they write, what they put out, what they produce?
Well, when you sign yourself over and you go against the grain, all they got to do is just take you to a cloning center. They get your DNA, they own you. At a certain point, if you're not going to give in to that, the contract says that you're going to be a trap rapper or a thug rapper, whatever it is that you're going to be. They own your energy. So even if you decide to step out, you know, there's a lot of people, like you say, they're the real beings laying out, vomiting and throwing up and drunk and high as a kite in California, just laying on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say, hey, Dad, she looks just like, yeah, that might be them.
Mm.
Because there are cloning centers. If you go to the cloning center on YouTube, it's called the cloning center. You'll
yeah.
see. Listen to the stories of what they're doing for real. And, I mean, it's real. I've seen it. I've seen someone that looks exactly like Sierra. Exactly like her.
Hmm.
And lives right here in Georgia. I see it all the time.
But isn't there something about them that you can tell? It's usually like in their eyes or something. It's like they don't,
yes,
they
can
don't
see it in the
have that feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
You can see it in your eyes. It's all a PSYOP program. It's real. And most of the elders in the music industry now, you know, they're trying to be like 20-year-olds now because they ain't got no light. You know, so it's a PSYOP program. Shiny, glitter, little shiny gold chains and stuff. Like, with a price of $1 million gold chain around your neck, you could have got 100 acres of land.
Right.
You know, and you could have gone and buy a diamond. I was actually offered a gold mine less than 2 months ago for $50,000.
Hmm.
Right. So why in the world would you be wearing a little gold chain if you can buy a gold mine for $50,000? So it's a PSYOP. And this PSYOP is it's so thorough that, I mean, it's going to take some people like me and Mr. Crenshaw, we're going to tear this. We're going to tear the minds open so we can implant new energy inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. Slowly but surely, we come together and have little meetings here and there, and it's going to escalate because they are destroying our people.
No,
it's like Coolio, a couple of days ago. He was alerting the people about their indigenous standing.
Oh, really?
You know. Yeah, he was indigenous from Turtle Island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know. You know, I've known for years. In fact, the brothers that were doing the indigenous paperwork, and I was dealing with Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes, my partner, he was consulting him. I just got out of out of a 4-month jail situation. They jailed me in the county jail for no reason. So when I got out, he brought me close to him because he knows my strength and my energy and my consciousness. I lost everything. So I started working with him, and he started working with Wesley. They were doing the paperwork. That's why he got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to carry him to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were doing the paperwork.
Right.
They were doing it. They were getting it done. And you don't hear too much about Wesley Snipes anymore, do you?
Nope.
Right. Right. They slowly but surely, man, they weren't in jail with bars, but they put them away, you know? So I was right in the midst of the fire. That's where I learned about the technology, because those people had the technology. They brought me close to them and electrified me to the point to where I woke up. And I'm so thankful that I was in that cycle. And also, you know, I was married to the daughter of the man who owns and runs the drug. He was the man in charge of DEA for 26 years. So
mm-hmm.
I have children with her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I've seen the fire. I've been seeing the fire. You know, so not to throw my business out, I can say what I need to say now. Beforehand, you know, it was a little touchy, but now I can open up and say what it is. So I've seen it. I know what's happening. I've been on highways where there's nobody on the highway. We get in the car, me and Mr. And I can say his name, but my ex-father-in-law, get in the car. We go around, we go down to the end of the street, take a right, go left, and go right through a little fence, one of the horse fences, mm-hmm. and then we're on the highway by ourselves going to the Quantico. These people know what the hell they're doing. These people are private beings, private citizens. They know what the hell is going on. When my eyes opened up to shit, I was like, man, what the hell? Man has a highway built to his house. You know what I'm saying? Right. So they know what's happening. But when I woke up, they had to get me away from them. And I seen how it went. I couldn't go backwards because I couldn't go backwards. The universe would not allow me to go backwards at all. I had to go forward, and that's when I met the circle that was dealing with this indigenous standing paperwork. And I had no idea that we were the original indigenous people. I wasn't thinking at that level at that point. But when I came in contact with these beings,
right.
Then I started to think different. And then my eyes started to open up to what's really taking place right now.
Now, are these beings, are they from somewhere else, another dimension, or are they created from this planet here?
Those are Kasarian Jews' children.
Okay.
The very first time I met him, because I just started smoking marijuana at the time. I started because I was an athlete at 21. So me and my ex-wife, you know, we drive to the house and we get some blunts. And
mm-hmm.
when I got to the house, I didn't know her father was the man. That person. He's sitting there smelling like weed and stuff, man. I'm like, okay. So when I met him, I was like, damn, you look like Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even joking. That's the first thing I said to him. He looked at me. And I was like, I'm sorry, you look just like him. And I blew his goddamn cover.
You saw it.
Got it?
So he has, so what Hitler was into, this is what that they are spreading all around like a virus. And you know, Hitler was all into that. All of that.
Well, those were Kasarians, and those Kasarians, see, Christopher Columbus was a Kasarian Jew.
Okay.
You got to know the whole lineage, the whole line. That's why Russia is fighting right now, because the Kasarians are in the Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And they went in there. They were, their plot to destroy humanity was right there in the Ukraine. So now everyone is looking at Putin like he's a wild beast, but he's over
right.
there fighting for all of humanity's life, because these mugs said they're going to poison the world. So their end game situation was to poison the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
What they're doing.
We don't have human capacity. If we don't have this knowledge right now, everybody's going to die. Everyone's going to die. That's the most living, vibrating source that we can put in our body right now. That's going to help mitigate all of the destructions they're putting out there. That's why we were created from the dust of the ground. It was very important for them to put that in that book, simply because the children of the Mormon, if they got a hold of that book, they would be able to know chemistry. We weren't taught the chemistry like that. Edgar Cayce and their teachings taught them, so their minds think and operate different when they read stuff.
Right.
So they're destroying us. But the whole plan is for us to destroy ourselves.
That's how they're doing it.
Yeah.
They making us destroy ourselves.
Exactly. And it's real. I've seen it up close. And I'm thankful for what it is. And my story sounds crazy as hell, but it's real.
It makes sense.
Oh, yeah. But it's like all of this stuff that we're doing right now is definitely the creation that's moving us and our minds, guiding our minds, guiding our thoughts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little background about those Jews you're talking about, so we kind of know where their mindset is, where they're coming from?
The Khazarian Jews are that's the Fourth Reich. I have a video that I'm going to send you, Brother Crenshaw, and it actually came out this morning. I saw it a while back, but they took it down, but it just came out again this morning, and I'm going to send it to you on Telegram. I need you to circulate that through the community here on the radio program, because everyone needs to know this. Because
right.
Then they can actually, you know, we can wake up to who we're actually, what's happening. Because, you know, everyone's talking about stomping the devil. They go to church, they start shouting, jumping around. But there's some real demons on here that can use the claw. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We just
mm-hmm.
stomp in the air. And, you know, if y'all really want to stomp, let's go ahead and guide the people's minds to see exactly where the fight is for real. So we, you know, just mythological Greek Hellenized beings that are in these churches, you know. So, you know, I know when I found out about the Khazars and I watched that, I knew what was happening. I could put it together. I know exactly what happened. I know what's happening with these beings, the president. I was in a little group when they explained who Obama was, and the guy who explained to our group was found in a goddamn hotel dead because he told a small group of people what really happened, and I was in that group.
Mm. Are you able to reveal it?
Oh, yeah, I can tell you.
Well, tell me.
That's a Khazarian Jew. He's a Khazarian Jew, grandson of Hitler also. Hitler has all his children. All his children are in charge of the Drug Enforcement Agency. All his children are the presidents. All his children of the Fourth Reich. All of his institutions went from Germany and landed over there in the Ukraine. Underground dungs.
Hmm.
Deep underground tunnels that they got over there. They've been sucking all the blood of these children. These are adrenochrome blood-drinking addicts. Under the White House, there was vampires under the White House for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. Now,
drawing little children down in the, you know what I'm saying? So when you see Biden, that's not really Biden, because Biden has already been obtained.
Right.
He came. He's bingo.
Yeah.
That's another one who, when Trump was talking about draining the swamp, he brought these demons up from underground under the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who that being is?
Who?
The same person who set up Abraham Africanus, who was the vampire slayer. So if you read The President's Vampire, that book, you'll know what happened. And all the surrounding people in Washington, D.C., the reason why they're so succubus like they are, because those are people that they tainted with this succubus blood from a vampire that they obtained. And that was who pardoned the vampire was Andrew Johnson. Now, Andrew Johnson became the president. He's the only president that was he got dismissed from office. And he was a vampire. So
Andrew
he's still around. He was still around. That's what he was talking about, draining the swamp. So there was an article that came out, and a lot of people are not on this level to even think about looking at it. That's why my mind is like, I'm all the way there. I'm the investigator for real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there was an article that said that he took down Andrew Jackson's pictures, but no, he didn't. He took down all of Andrew Johnson's pictures out of the so-called White House.
Okay.
Because he looked exactly like him. So they were planning for this demon, this devil, this damn vampire to become president of the United States. He sucks little, I mean, he's been eating children and drinking the blood. Why do you think he'd be sniffing children and stuff like that?
Right.
You know? But see, that's a PSYOP program too, because Trump is trying to deliver a message to the people that that's not really him, but he knew that that what was going on. But only the people that got eyes to see it at that level will be able to have any kind of clue of what took place and why he did and said what he said about draining the swamp. Because under the White House, Trump didn't stay in the White House.
Right.
He knew what the White House was because he was alerted through John F. Kennedy.
Yeah.
And John F. Kennedy had a plan. John F. Kennedy died January 30th, 2020.
Hmm.
He wasn't killed. That was his clone that was killed in that car.
Okay. So they
all the clone, and they got out of the way. Because remember, the Secret Service was started by him.
By Kennedy.
So all of what we're seeing right now is that they're seeking to destroy us because they don't have any other place to go on Earth. So they're destroying us to the max. They thought the plan was going to work for them to kill all of us, but we were replicating. We're not replicating like we used to because the music and there's no love songs no more. People ain't loving each other no more.
Hmm.
They destroyed all of that. The last season was Albie Shore and Beauty was her name. And then after that, it just went into Negroism. So, yeah, it's serious. Those are vampires. And these people who have been drinking our blood and all our indigenous blood forever. Since they've been here, you know, since they've been in the United States, they came in here and took this holy place and made it exactly what it is now. Defiled all the indigenous beings here. And, I mean, it's serious. Trump knows what's happening. And they made him out to be a racist, but his best friends are brown.
I mean, if you look at it before he became president, I mean, that's all the rappers, everybody, that's all they talked about. Trump.
You know, Mike Tyson was his best friend.
Hmm?
Mike Tyson was his best friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's real. It goes into transhumanism, but the root of it is Kasarian. And these beings have been doing this and doing that to us for far too long. Now the universal powers have to step in to go ahead and do away with that. And that's exactly what's happening right now.
Away with them for good. But, I mean, look at all the time that they've been trying to get rid of us. I mean, and look how long they've been at this.
Well, they're not going to be able to do it. They're not going to be able to do it at all. And we're getting to the point to where we're awakening to a point to where they can't even detain us anymore. They can't mess around with our souls any longer. They will seek here to snap the souls out of man, and we were the men. We are the men. That's why it was so important for them to destroy us, because we're one of us would deal with 100 of them.
And I mean, it's no coincidence that Snipes played, didn't he play the vampire slayer?
Who's that?
Wesley Snipes. Didn't he play the bad
guy? Oh, yeah. There you go. See, that's
what I'm saying. When I came in contact with those energies, it be it that I knew about it or not, the spirit followed me and guided me to where I'm at now. Because I know it's spiritual. I know it. As sure as I know Mr. Crenshaw's voice, Brother Crenshaw's voice, and your voice. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know you already, see?
Yeah.
When I first got on here, I was like, I know your voice. Mm-hmm. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Because I've worked on minerals. I've been on minerals for 27 years now.
Okay.
So when I started, nobody knew. Everybody's coming to me asking to know about what's it called, diatomaceous earth. I was the first brand ambassador for that. So, you know, I used to be a brand ambassador. They sought to destroy me because they took me off of social media. You know, I was rocking, you know, and I was living very well, you know, but I was serving at a whole nother level. But when they decided to take me off of there, my finances went to zero because that was where all of my clientele was coming from.
Right. They know that.
So, you know, of course, they thought to do it, but, you know, the spirit is still with me. I'm still afloat. I'm not going to worry about anything, you know, because I know that we can take this thing and run it real good. As long as we're helping people, doing the right thing to and for one another, we'll be all right.
We are the creator.
Yes. I'm not worried about a thing, you know. So my thing is now is to get the hell off the grid and go ahead and continue to do my work at another level, because now I'm able to without them interfering. Took a minute. Took 20-some years. I met them back in 2010. And it took 12 years,
mm-hmm.
which is phenomenal, because 12 years is nothing. I got shot a few years later. You know, and I wasn't supposed to make that. And so I was going through a lot of stuff, man. But the spirit continued to work with me. When I got out here to Atlanta, I saw the synchronicity. I saw a brother that's in the music industry, well known. When I was leaving, about to get on the bus, and then when I got here, I went out to eat, and he was right there again. Two different cities, right? And how likely is that to happen? So I knew it was a successful journey when I got over on this side. So I was like, it took a few seconds, but everything is unfolding. I lived in Arizona for a year. And the sister, you might know her, Nina Bates, she used to be a pastor out there in New Jersey, but she moved out to Arizona. You actually sound like her.
Okay.
And these are my spiritual guides. Spiritually, behind the scenes, I have a lot of angels behind the scenes working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I acknowledge them all the time because I know that that's them. It got to be. Because there's nothing special about me like that. I just know that it's a synchronicity. I got to shake my head so many times. Like, I know exactly who it is doing it. You know? Because we have special stuff. And, you know, I definitely know that the ancestors are alive and kicking. Before, I never thought about my ancestors like that. I really did. You know, I didn't know anything about that. I wasn't brought up in that way. I was brought up in a Baptist situation with my grandmother, you know, playing keyboard. I met a lot of artists, you know. My uncle was Luther Barnes, you know. So I was able to see a lot of that, but after the church service, since I was a child, I always was hearing them and watching them counting money. So I knew it was something different going on, but I didn't recognize anything outside of that. I didn't know anything about spiritual. I didn't know anything outside of what I've been taught from a child, you know. And that was a mess. So I was like, I was skeptical about it the whole time. But when I started coming in contact with people like Cedar Laws Tucker, and then she shook my soul, because when I got in the room, I sat down and she stood up and, "Do you know who you are?" I was like, she shook my soul awake, and she said, "They're so scared as shit of you." And when she said that, I was like, "Damn."
Mm-hmm.
This lady's an angel of light. She just shook my soul. When I walked up out of there, I was like, "That's my spiritual."
You know who you were.
She woke my ass up to it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and you know what? They are scared as shit of me. I'm not even joking.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the day that I found out she passed away, I was trying to call her the whole day and let her know that I was working with Positive Music Works, and I was just so happy that, you know, got in the new house and, you know, and all this other stuff. I just want to let her know what was happening. And then I got in the car, rolled down to the health food store, and I looked down on the floor and saw her picture on the front cover of the final call, and it brought closure to me that fast. So I know she's with me.
Right.
I know it. And you know what? She I know it. I just know that these beings, like Max Kidd, of course, Max Kidd, he is the godfather of the music industry from Washington, D.C. He would have been like Motown, but he was in Washington, D.C. He didn't go to Detroit where everything was going on. He went to D.C. And then in his later years, I was introduced to him and took care of him. And almost brought him back. You know, but his family stopped me from doing it because he actually was going up and down the steps by himself, and he was actually moving around. So they, you know, they wanted all his records.
Hmm.
They wanted all of that stuff. So I was there with him when he signed over the record company to a partner of mine, or he's now in California, from Brat Music. So all of those platinums, all those reel-to-reels from Marvin Gaye and the Pointer Sisters and Nights Over Egypt and Don't Stop the Music, all that stuff, I was the caretaker of all of that. All of that, all of the records, all of the reels, you know. So that's coming in contact with him, being who he is. He's the one who started Russell Simmons in the music industry, which started all the Jay-Z's and all the Beyoncé's and stuff.
Okay.
So that's my spiritual father and guide. So just imagine what he's doing behind the scenes right now.
Right.
I know he is, because my partner jumped up on there last night in D.C. DJ Cat Daddy jumped up on my live. And I was like, I'm not even in D.C., man. And I thought I just mentioned his name the day before, and there he is. So I know what's happening. So I'm humbled to it that all of these things are taking place right now, because I know it's the right moment, it's the right season for it to take. We can't go no filthier than we are right now. It's filthy. We got to clean this up.
Yeah.
We've been
and the minerals is where we're going to start with it. We got to start with the minerals, because that's the solution. To remake man again in the image of earth and consciousness, we have to go to the most conscious substance on earth for us to live, and that's the minerals and nutrients. Because we're not living. We're dying. They're tossing us back in the dirt after we're dead. We're not supposed to die. We're not supposed to be buried in the ground. Just imagine the creator creating us dead seeds being buried in the earth. No, you don't bury dead seeds in the earth. You bury live seeds in the earth. Right. If we are connected to the earth, we're vibrating with the life frequency. Everything that you see that's living, the plants look healthier than us now. But if we just simply go and look up and look and find out what the real tree of life is, the rooting system of the tree, the water, the minerals, the nutrients, the sunlight, all those things will keep us alive if we knew what it was. But that's exactly what these youngins are. They're walking on the street rapping. Sounding like IELTS program bot.
Isn't it important that we also change the frequency, because that's what the music is about. So,
well, yeah. People like us already are carrying the life frequency, so we're resonating these frequencies through everything that we do. So my music is not going to be like someone else that ain't this psyop eating genetically modified organisms all day and drinking and, you know what I'm saying, doing all the stupid stuff that they're doing. Our frequency is different. So when you hear our frequency, it's going to cause you to remember the spirit. And that's what they never wanted. That's why the Kasarians came in and destroyed our people through this dumb music.
Yeah.
They financed
Isn't it
the
true,
whole
Bible?
Downfall of a people. What's that?
Isn't it true that that 808 frequency is very harmful?
Oh, yeah, if you don't change the frequency. If you don't take that 808 frequency and put it in a 432 or just a Fazio frequency, then you're going to have a detrimental low chakra frequency where everyone shake their booties and stuff like that.
Right.
So
right.
That music's caused them to shake down there like that because that's they're aiming at that frequency. That frequency is aiming down at the lower chakra.
Right.
And that lower chakra is definitely doing that to them. And they don't even realize that they're flapping their behinds like that simply because the 808 is carrying that frequency. Even Kanye West was talking about the frequencies and how it's degenerate to our people. But you can actually change the frequency and make it beneficial. Yeah.
Right.
Well, all of my music's in 432. I take it and put all of my music in 432 because I have to realign the frequency. And when you hear my music, you want to hear it 100 times in a row.
Right.
You want to play it on repeat. That's it feels so good. And it's not lame music. It's real. It's the real stuff. And that's what we're missing right now. We're missing the real deal. So they miss me. Because all the other people around me, man, that had that frequency, man, all their ass is dead now. All of them. My whole circle's dead.
Hmm.
And they were the best producers, engineers, sound engineers on the planet.
Well, it's some more. It's more.
Oh, yeah, it's more. It's more. But they were actually.
That's in their time.
They were something else. But you know, like I say, they the ones that stood out. But there are more. There are more.
So, what do you suggest that people do to raise their frequency? I mean, I know colors have frequency. If you paint your room a certain color, you know, a lot, everything got certain vibration. So, what do you suggest that people can do? Because it's like we're hearing this, people learning this, and people are ready now. You know, a few years ago, people would be like, get out of here with that crazy talk. But I'm not seeing that now. People are like, okay, what you say? How to do it? How I do this? They're more open to it now.
Well, yeah, definitely. A few years ago, I was doing some frequency boxes, and I stopped. You know, people thought it was not real, right? But I know it's real because I use it still to this day. But the frequency box actually was named after Yeshua because it was the light of Yah, the light of the living, which was a frequency and a coloration, but it does definitely change the environment.
Hmm.
You can change your environment with colors.
Mm-hmm.
You can change your environment with certain incense, certain herbs, certain minerals, salts. You know, we just need to begin to resonate with the frequency of living earth. And that's what's really going to change us, because once we put the right foods in our body, we will resonate either life or death.
So
and that's
really,
why they manipulate our food so deeply like they do with all GMO, because it doesn't resonate life. Confusion.
So really we raise in our chakras then, because then we're dealing with smell and touch and sight. With those frequencies. What do you think about using, what do you call them, tuning forks and singing bowls and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Tuning forks are great, but a lot of people's bodies are, it won't hold the resonant frequency. So we need salt. Like we were talking about the salt.
Mm-hmm.
You need it all.
The salt resonates. And the salts contain the noble metals, and the noble metals resonate the frequencies coming from the noble gases. Noble gases is what the rainbow is made of. So when we actually have these noble metals inside of our body, then we can attract the rainbow. And that's all it was. Just like Christ, the Christ oil
That's when people are in tune with this frequency of life and living. And then the cycle of life and vibration and frequency goes in. It goes to the chakra system through the brain, and we resonate and we give off an aura. The aura is the coloration of the rainbow. We are the rainbow.
Yeah.
But if we don't have the proper frequencies and minerals and nutrients and salts in our body, we can't resonate or even draw in the noble gases, which is the rainbow. Mm-hmm. And we generally need these gases around us so we can live and breathe right. It's there. It's the chemistry of life. Yes, we can attain it. You know, but a lot of people are not obtaining it because they're so disconnected from the source. And once we redirect ourselves with these salts and we get these salts and these minerals to the people, it's going to be a whole new light because we are now going to be like batteries. Remember, in the fulvic inside of the humic acid is the light of the living. That actually has the same voltage in the soil in the soil that our cells run off of.
Absolutely.
So when you take fulvic acid, anyone who's dying, they should take fulvic acid because it actually charges up the cell.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're taking fulvic acid on a daily basis and we're eating foods that have fulvic and humic acid in it, we can't die because voltage. Now, people die because they lose voltage.
Mm-hmm.
The biocharging systems, all that does is charge things as living. But if we put the proper nutrients inside of our bodies or living energies within us that can resonate, then we can recharge our battery.
Right.
So we can literally create a formula for people to live forever.
And that's not
one of the major reasons. Yeah, one of the major reasons why they're manipulating the sun is because the sun charges us up.
Yeah.
And if you look inside of a battery, it looks just like humic acid inside of a battery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when it start, I've seen an old battery, and when it started to spill out, when that stuff started to come out of it, is that mm-hmm. what you're talking about? That. Whatever.
Well, that stuff looks like rust. I mean, it's like rust. But the thing is that a battery will rust when it loses its alkalinity. So when we lose our alkalinity, we start to rust too. That's what cancer is. That's all it is. The same thing. Same thing as a battery. Same thing as a car. The human body is the same exact vehicle. So we have to stay balanced. We have to have these salts. Salts is very important. If we have the salt of the earth and then we're not eating the wrong salt, then we're messed up. You know, we don't have voltage anymore inside of us, you know. You can alkalize, you can use salts to alkalize the body.
And you can put
but if you throw, if you give the people salt that has rust in it, then they're going to have rust in there.
Right.
So when Dr. Oz came along and started giving people Himalayan sea salt, he was rusting people's bodies. He was causing cancer inside the body. We're not supposed to eat rust.
Right.
Got it?
Check.
Now, what's the salts again? I mean, you're talking about the mineral
zodiac,
salt.
Zodiac salt.
The zodiac,
zodiac
salt.
Salt.
Okay.
Zodiac salt is... the brother had mentioned the book last week, but I had mentioned it a couple times before as well. But zodiac salt is the salt of salvation. So
yes.
When we're talking about let there be light, and we're waiting for the light, zodiac salt is the savior because the saving salts, those are the salts that actually cause our bodies to resonate and live. So if you're eating zodiac salt, you can heal. Salt is a healer. You take salt and put it on a wound, it will heal the wound. But what they're doing is giving us one salt, which is sodium chloride. And if you look at everything, it says sodium chloride in it, which is poison if it doesn't have all the other salts. So they're poisoning us with salt, the wrong salt. So when we actually create a situation where we can create some seasoning salt,
I'm working on that.
And we won't have to eat sea salt.
There you go. There you go. Now you're getting the seasoning, the nutrients, and the salts. And these salts right here will heal the body up.
Do they charge like your cells? You know, they like
they are cell salt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of the 12 salts.
In one.
I have the paperwork in the other room here where I can, you know, they want me to actually be an affiliate with the company. And I might have stole maybe about 100 pounds of salt last year. I used to do maybe 1,000 pounds of salt. Maybe about 50 pounds last year. I used to do about 1,000 pounds of salt. People are trying to get a hold of me left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And like I say, I mean, it was spiritual war. The spiritual war is not fair. So I have to team up. I was doing it by myself now. And I would rather actually be a brand ambassador now before anything. But I do have the connections to minerals, the nutrients, the salts, and things like that. And we can bring that.
Mm-hmm.
We can bring that at a whole nother level. Like, we can have it in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
We can have it in all our stores. You know what I'm saying? All of the melanated stores should be on it because everyone's dying from what? High blood pressure. Because they don't have enough saline in their blood. The blood is not failing anymore.
Why is there so much diabetes in our community?
Because everyone is eating the wrong stuff. Sugar versus salt. Salt is about life. Sugar is about dying. Because, you know, sugar is poison. And plus, the white sugar is all crystalline poison. That's like cocaine. Cocaine is processed the same way sugar is. So the molasses is what we really need to be eating, if anything, because that's where all the minerals and nutrients are.
And what about honey? Is that's good, too, the raw honey?
Raw honey, we were taught, when I was in the Israelite circle, we were taught not to eat honey. I eat honey.
Okay.
I eat honey. You know why I eat honey? Because it's a probiotic. It's a probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
Made by nature. It's natural. Deer antlers. All of that stuff, man, is natural.
Right.
It's not because it's from an animal or anything like that, but it's natural. It's nature.
Yeah.
You don't think that the indigenous people ate honey? Come on now.
And they were trying to get rid of the bees for a reason, because they was really attacking the bees at one point.
Of course.
Right.
EMF waves is killing bees, killing birds, doing all kinds of stuff. In fact, some days you can look and you don't even see a bird.
One thing I would suggest everybody at home to double check is your maple syrup. A lot of the maple syrup is fructose corn syrup with maple flavoring.
And agave nectar.
Yeah.
Okay. And the call-in number is 323-642-1586, push number 1 if you have a question or a comment. This is the time to ask your questions about your health. We have the experts here with us tonight, so you can ask your questions, or even if you have a comment, you're welcome to call in. So we know that we need to get with the frequencies. Pay attention to the colors that you paint in your room. We are understanding the main thing is the food. So how are you going to get well if you put dead meat in your body? You know, that's death. You eat death.
Impossible. You can't live dead.
And I'm even noticing that the vegetables, you know, that's not the same. You know, I have to go and find organic vegetables and things.
Well, a lot of people cook their vegetables to death. They cook their vegetables to death. There's no live living enzymes in the food anymore.
Okay.
And then they wonder why they can't poop. All the poison is poison. Once you kill the vegetation and you cook the foods, just imagine cooking a dead animal. It's already dead already, so you cook it to death even more, And then you got to eat that. Crazy as hell. It's crazy as hell.
One thing I've been doing is putting in some of the people's packages is some cilantro seeds, and they're very easy to grow. You could put them on your windowsill out of a cup, and you could pick them as they grow and eat them, and cilantro is great for detoxing.
Okay. All right. So you put it in, you start it off with water, or do you put it in the dirt?
You could start it off in a tray, kind of hydroponically grow it, or you could put it in dirt, however you feel more comfortable. But it will grow perfect in a windowsill, and you could watch it daily. You pick it as it grows. And I'm just trying to give people more natural options. Like Baba said, we do need to get back in the garden. And with that, with these humic minerals as well, we could use those in the garden. Baba, I wanted you to share as well. A lot of people aren't informed of how powerful the humic fulvic acid baths and foot soaks are, as well as taking it internally.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's very good for the skin. Internal is great. You can use it for healing wounds. Definitely keeping your skin more supple and youthful. Fulvic acid, you got the humic acid, which is the dark substance. The fulvic acid, you can actually water it down and use it as eye drops, because that actually helps chelate nutrients and minerals. And most people's eyes are clogged up with all types of stuff from, you know, the little veins, so they're losing their eyesight. So chelation is great, and we can use humic acid growing food. We can use it in so many different ways. We can run the world off of humic acid because it produces oxygen. And just trees give off oxygen, right? You can look at it like this. Trees give off oxygen. It has the chemistry to give off oxygen. Once a tree is broken down to fulvic and humic acid, it still contains those same elements in it. So when you take it internally, it actually produces oxygen. And also the rooting system grows downwards into the earth, and once the roots connect to it, it creates a chemistry to give off oxygen. Just like it's like an ozone machine.
And that's what we need, the oxygen and water, because that's what we made of. We need that oxygen.
Don't forget the carbon.
The ozone.
There's carbon, too.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yep. And that's where the humic acid comes
in. We are carbon-based beings.
Yes. Crystalline carbon-based, and we need crystalline carbon potential. And also, crystalline is salt. So we need the salt. Salt is what gives us, you know, back in the 1800s, they used to make scooters and run their cars off of salt. Salt batteries. Salt batteries is much more powerful and easier to maintain. They don't blow up, catch on fire. Right? Not only that, you can take a little bit of energy and deal with an electrolysis situation and create a HHO, where you can use gas and hydrogen to heat your house and to run your cars. You can have a little pool of water and salt water, put a little salt in it. Take a solar panel and create electrolysis to the water, and you can create two different gases and run your whole house and heat your whole house all year long.
I have someone with their hands raised. Let's see. 323-207. 323.
Peace and better love.
Hotep, better love.
Hotep, can you hear me, family?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. Better love, family. This is Turtle Island Academy. Just tapping in with the
brother. Okay, Turtle Island.
Oh, peace.
Peace, Brother Grinshaw and Brother Baba. I didn't get your name, Brother, but, man, I've been catching, like, the last 20 minutes of the conversation. I'm going to definitely go back and listen to the recorded just so I can, you know, catch back up. But, yeah, brother, I'm definitely digging your vibration, man, and I appreciate you coming on to the program today, brother, and blessing us with your presence, man. And RCB, I just appreciate the platform again, man. You just extending the platform so we can, it's like sitting around the campfire, or sitting around the elders, and I appreciate the stories. I appreciate the wisdom that y'all bring to the table or bring to the youngest behind y'all. So I just appreciate the testimony, man. And, Brother Kershaw, I'm definitely looking forward to continuing to do business with you, man, as you know.
Likewise, brother. Likewise, I was thinking about you today. We definitely got to build. I'm going to hit you up off the air about the law stuff, but I appreciate you, brother.
That's why he's happy.
Turtle Island is working with the children. He's opening, you know, he's schooling the children. And why not give, can you imagine giving the young people this humic folic acid?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they
mm-hmm.
just would be superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's grown. My 3-year-old and my 5-year-old. they be ready to see me pour the I just call it dirt. I like to call it dirt. They love to see me pour in the I call it oil. They be like, you know, they be like, you drinking oil, or that's the oil, because I call it magic. I say magic oil or whatnot, because I'm still learning about the minerals.
Right.
And they own it. And then they drinking it, and they realize, like, oh, it's just water. Like, it don't taste funny or nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, it's we own it. Like, they going to get detoxed out. But, yeah, I was just reaching out, man, because The type of situation I'm in as far as providing and taking care of my family, I'm driving, so I don't have the best dietary habits. I crave sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Chocolate chip cookies is my weakness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely trying to kick the sugar habit, because I'm like Tyrone on TV. If you got some chocolate chip cookies around me, I'm like Tyrone Biggins. I'm going to need that. So I'm trying to see if you brothers can help me not only detox, because I definitely want to kick the meat cravings that I have as well. Like today, I got my whole lunch pack full of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I got on the road. And I'm, you know, making my deliveries, you know, delivering with UPS, and I refuse to go in my bag and pull out a mango or something. Like, I got it, but I feel craving something to fill me up, and I know that that's not what I need. So I'm just trying to see if there's anything like black walnuts that can help with the cravings, or, you know, to help defeat the cravings, not and also get rid of the parasites or whatever I might be dealing with.
That's exactly what's going on.
Anything along the nature of the depression, anything going on. I mean, I'm doing what I need to do to take care of my family, but I'm still feeling down inside, and I'm just trying to get my mind operating sharply, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to understand, is there anything that I can do not only to get my mineral uptake and my food intake better, but, just to get right. Just trying to figure out, I know the black walnut helps with parasites and things of that nature. I'm just trying to see what I can do to suppress the sugar cravings and also to get a good detox. So I'm aware of, like, Casa Sagrada and things of that nature. I know I'm about due for a good detox, so I'm just reaching out to the big bros, because I know it seems like y'all more on it. So I'm just, you know, this my SOS to the brothers in the community.
Definitely. I got some stuff set aside. You right here in California. I'll definitely put you a care package together, and about the depression thing. I have some herbs for that as well. But another thing that I started doing with Baba, and just I wanted to open it more invitational for everybody else, is let's just start meeting up and having a wellness meeting every week, whether on Sister Bev's platform or, you know, somewhere else, where mm-hmm. we can all check in on each other. Because during all of these times, I'm with you, bro. It's a lot of weird energy going on. We see it in everything that's going on around us, and I believe that is really important right now to check on our mental health.
Yeah.
Man, that's a beautiful
that's
idea.
Right. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
We can definitely meet on Truth to Power front porch.
Okay. Yeah, but
thank you,
bro, for speaking up. I mean, a lot of people are scared to ask for help, and that's big right there of you to come on this platform and say that. You know, a lot of people are battling depression in silence. So anybody out there who's listening, I mean, we're here to listen and help you in any form or fashion. Even if it's just talking to you in private or via on this platform, we all here have been through things, and we want to make it through it, and we want to see you make it through it.
Thank you. Thank you, big bro. I mean, I greatly do appreciate y'all. That's why, I mean, I already knew I was in good hands. That's why I even on air, live and direct, you know, I'm going to put my good foot forward. But I was just wondering what Baba had talked, because I'm not aware of the brother, but he did touch on Trump a little bit. I was wondering what the guest had thought in regards to Trump, and then I think that's, I want to leave it right there for now until I can remember what else with the brother conversation that sparked within me. But I was intrigued as far as what the brother had thought in regards to the character of Trump, because he was talking about the fourth right, and I was thinking could Trump be ushering that in just on the slick tip, because I know he represents the Khazarian aspect to a degree, but he's slick with it. Oh, I know we got to be careful, but man, I greatly do appreciate this conversation, and y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Thank you for being part of the conversation.
What do you think
about his way of thinking about Trump? Is he coming from another perspective, being smooth with it, as they say?
Well, again, this is not the none of their land. This is they came in and took the land. And for those so-called patriots that's patriotic, they need to take and go back to their own land and be patriotic there, you know. Because every time you hear one of the Euro Gentiles speak on that about anything patriotic, you start hearing violins and light music playing in the back and just stuff, you know, gut-wrenching music that, you know, they got a plan. They're doing some other stuff too as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't trust none of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that they can't keep going the way they're going right now. When the Khazarians came out and told the people that, hey, we're eating your children. Well, actually, we're stealing your children and drinking their blood and then feeding them back to you. The European is a target as well.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, when
it's all the humans now.
Yeah.
It was this.
So, you know, they have to do something. I mean, it was a catastrophe before, in the 1800s. You know, before Lincoln came in, it was a damn mess. Still is a damn mess. They haven't gotten anything right all these years. They can't. Too much blood on it.
Right. Let me open this other line up. 706-202.
And you are on it, brother.
Hotep and better love. 706.
Hotep, honey. Better love.
Peace and better love.
Good evening. Good evening to Baba and to the other brother. But I had to chime in because whoever made the suggestion that we come to the table and talk about the mental illness and talk about how we're going to help each other as men and women,
Absolutely.
What needs to be done. And the thing is that that's a great concept. And the question is how will this free us? Because these are the questions, even if we get the answers wrong, as Francis Cress Wilson said, at least we are asking the question.
Correct.
How do we change the direction of what our invaders have been constantly bombarding us? And, you know, you talk about mental health. If you look at the definition of narcissistic or narcissist, you'll find Trump's picture sitting right there in the DSM-4 or DSM-5, true narcissistic personality. The thing that we're looking at is how is it that we haven't looked at all of this that's been done since the invasion. It's like Dr. Joy DeCruz and post-traumatic slave syndrome. What we're having is we're dealing with epigenetics. And how do we reprogram this DNA? And the brother that was speaking on the 432, 432 by its own nature is Mother Nature. That is her frequency. We can emulate it and copy it, but the best place to find it is in nature. And coming into nature, this is why I said we need an overground railroad. Harriet Tubman did the underground in releasing us from the plantations. Now we've got to escape the urbanizations. And how do we escape the urbanizations that we have to do as you do in the desert? Because you have food deserts, you have, you know, culture deserts in the urban area. You have to create oases, and an oasis is a place where there's vegetation and water. And vegetation and water is the thing in which you see in nature in order to create that oasis, and we just changed the word O-A-S-I-S. Our ancestor spirit is in nature, and it will serve us if we come back to her, because the mother is the life force of the whole planet. And how do we reconnect back to it? Because we were once people of the land that we've been made orphans by putting in into an urban area, saying that you are banned from your mother. And so these are the tools that we need to begin to use, because the brother was speaking about, you know, the soil and the frequency and the energy of seeds and death and life. But the first web was the wood wide web. There's a microbial system that is throughout this planet. And once we understand how to reconnect to our mother, we will get the necessary nutrients and the necessary downloads, because we also have to look at astrocat geography, I think it is. But what it is how the planets align with different parts of the Earth and the energies at different alignments and different frequencies. We just went into the fall equinox. The thing that happens is there's an order in nature. It knows that everything grows in March when the spring equinox. Everything blooms and blossoms and is plentiful come the summer solstice. Then we go into the fall equinox, and then we go into the winter solstice. That is the order of nature. We have to come back to organizing our bodies to be in with the body of nature. This is the way we once lived, and especially as nomads. We traveled across the earth with knowing knowledge of the systems, and eating that which is seasonal, just as our elders used to feed us seasonally in order to keep us nutrient strong with the season. So now what you're saying is a great part, and Bev, I commend you if you start this, and the support that we need to be getting from, you know, Tutmos is the brother in New York. You got Eddie in Chicago. You got Eddie in Florence. You got General West,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
you got the elders, and the thing that we're doing is helping these young brothers that are, if anybody's over, you know, 72, then I'll call them Baba, but for right now, I think I'm the oldest person talking. So as an elder,
okay.
I understand that I have one charge. I'm getting ready to become an ancestor. My mother in Chicago is 90 years old. I'm going up there and spend some time with her because she's getting ready to become an ancestor, and she's already knows it. She says she's tired. She's ready to go. She sees the other side, and I respect that. And I just want mm-hmm. to acknowledge by spending the time with the body because she'll never leave me because we're connected. From me choosing her from the cosmos. Anyway, but
yeah.
I don't want to ramble. I think this is a great idea. And, you know, you said it, front porch, but, you know, sitting on the stoop because in when coming up in the city, we come outside and we sit on the steps and we discuss. But we also know that we got a round table, which is Kitchen Table University. And this is
yeah.
the man sitting on the steps talking about what the day and what we need to deal with as manhood. And then the women have the round table for the women.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen Table University. This is where she prepares meals. This is where she feeds the family at. But the men come outside and sit on the front porch and discuss what needs to be discussed. So I thank you all for putting that forward, and I hope you do, Bev, because I'll support you.
Yeah. All right. It's a dime.
Brother Kwame, I want to send you a care package. I don't think I've gotten contact with you to send you the minerals just to give you a, you know, a little something.
706-202-7472. Write my number down. Call me. I'll give you my address. I'll be out of town for the next month because I'm leaving on the 5th.
Okay.
And I'll be back to on the 11th, and then I'm leaving on the 13th, and I'll be back on the 18th, and I'm leaving again on the 19th, and I'll be headed to Cali in the second week of November, so I'll be home maybe a week the first part of November, a week or two of the first part, but I'll be gone all October.
Okay, no problem. I'll get in contact with you, and we'll figure it out. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay, and what's your area code? So, because if I don't look at the area code, don't expect a call. I don't answer it.
510.
Is what?
510.
510, okay.
Yeah, yeah, his
but
minerals
I commend
are good.
You, you know.
I can vouch for it.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I've listened to him speak, and that's why I shared last time, Thursday, when we were talking. I went, what was it, Tuesday or Wednesday when you were on the show, and I was talking about Kerry. Kerry is, you know, old, but, you know, you had Dr. Garcia, you had Dr. Sabi. I knew Alvina Fulton. That's how far back I can go. Going into her store, 1953 West 63rd Street, right off the corner of Damon in Chicago, that was the first vegan, black vegan restaurant in the United States. So she was the first herbalist, which her grandmother taught her. And her and Delbert Blair used to go to WBEE, AM station there in Harvey, Illinois. I used to be on with Delbert Blair on his show talking about me coming back from Vietnam. And Alvina Fulton would be sitting in the lobby waiting to come in and do her show and go out and sit down and talk with her and got educated on how to what Dick Gregory learned, fasting and what foods to eat, what are the minerals and resources that we need to start putting into our body, and the seasonal eating. She was very definite on seasonal eating and fasting.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Definitely. And shouldn't we be eating food from our area?
Right, because your area is your frequency. If you're living on a certain landmass or a certain part, like I live in Eatonton, Georgia, and the thing that I do is the farmers in the surrounding area, in this area is what I go and seek out to get, or I will go and fish in the lake, or I will go and hunt the deer. eat by season. You don't eat meat in the day, and that's why you don't hunt in the summer. You fish in the summer. You hunt in the winter because you need a staple substance from the animal, what it has taken in order for you to do that. You do it, and you when you kill the animal, you add thank it for its giving its body for you to have the nutrients to make it through the winter. Because they only kick one deer and they could last the whole winter and part of the spring.
Okay. And the people from back in the day, they used to use all of it—the skin. That's what they made their clothes.
Oh yeah,
from
I got
that. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was the three things that we still have lost because the three things that they did—they brought in Rome, which changed the spirit of the warrior. They brought in guns. They gave us guns so we could kill each other and trade and take away each other's life and depopulate for them. And then they gave us cloth because, like you said, we wore buckskin. We wore moccasins because when we had the cobblers who are what we call the shoemakers, we made leather shoes, not plastic and rubber. Plastic and rubber insulates you from the earth. But it also helps to not wear your feet down on concrete because you can go barefooted in the dirt. And that's easy. That's why we went and did that. But when you start building sidewalks and asphalt, you got to change it because the frequency is not coming through.
Right. That's true. So we definitely, it's about reconnecting. That's what it's about now.
Astral cartography. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's the study of astrology and geography.
Okay. And we got to know about this prana, too, you know? That's important part of life, too, with the prana that we breathe in. That's the inside, the air, with the air, however it works.
But what you're doing is that the cell salt is telling you because each season is a sign and a planet that aligns with it. So if you have a planet you're dealing with right now, we have, I think it's six planets. Mercury's retrograde, and then you got five on Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter, and Uranus. So they're all going in retrograde. So that means that their velocity of energy that's coming to the planet either is going to be more stronger or it's going to activate your Akashic record and your mitochondria to where you're going to remember or you'll go back and having to deal with some energy that you didn't fix.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is what we're in now. This is our time.
Yeah, but what
awakening?
Yeah, the brother.
Say.
Right, and the brother said that he got into it in 2012. 2012 was when we crossed the galactic center. That was in the Mayan calendar.
Okay.
That was in the Egyptian calendar. That was when we had made our 25,920 years around the Milky Way, and we were back at that point of the next part of this next 25,920 years. So that's when we crossed the galactic center. Now we're on the other side and we're now and moving in. That's why this 2,160 years is ending of the Pisces Virgo, and now we're moving into the Aquarian Leo.
Okay. So we need to know, kind of get more familiar with Aquarian Leo, because this is the energy, the vibration we're moving into. We're in it.
So we're in it. This is why the fifth dimension saying that we're in the fifth dimension. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. That's why they had that title as their name of the group. We were going into the fifth dimension. We're here.
And
this
so,
right here, this right here, the Shigeray, it's from the brother who
who was the drummer from the Fifth Dimension. Then I have his drums, too, as well.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's my spiritual mother's father.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Mary, what was her name? Mary McCool. She was the woman in the Fifth Dimension. Miriam McCool. It was a sister in there. McCool. I forget her name.
Yeah.
Didn't she marry one of the guys?
I thought so.
Yeah, I think they're still living.
Yeah.
Now, also, we speaking of drums, what about the vibrations of the drums?
Well, it's according on the making of the drum, because different drums carry different frequencies. Just like the djembe carries a difference from the kunga. It's a creation from the djembe, just as the talking drum is different from a Native American hand drum or the circle drum. It has to do with what hide, because the frequency, if you have a goat drum and make a moose hide a drum, there's different frequencies from the skin and the wood and the tonation that comes from the wood that you use to make it.
But as far as connecting with our frequencies, you know, they usually associate the drums with the heartbeat. So I'm looking at things here to raise our frequencies.
Yeah, and that's
to get
why
us out of that.
Brother, this is what Brother Ray Fauntleroy down in Florida, I think we had him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about he had the vision came. Right, that we drum every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and we've got people now around the planet drumming every Sunday at 3 o'clock because we connect that frequency to the Earth's heartbeat, and we send that energy. It's because that's a communication vibration. Heart math and global consciousness show that if you just take a few people, set them on the Earth, they did it in Washington, D.C., and what they did was when they had the high murder rate and crime, what they did is they went into Washington, they sat in the park, and they began a meditation and chant. And crime went down for that day and the next day. You can change the frequency if you get on the earth and you connect with that. So, yes, the drum is very important because that is the first heart. That's the first. When our ears developed, even before they developed, that was the first sound that we overstood. Our own
the
mother's
heart
first beat, and
the
then listening to the mother's heartbeat.
Yeah.
And that's the word,
that's
because
true.
The earth, the heart, with the ear, the art of living, is all one. Is all in that one word, earth.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay. And so that's what I want to do. I want the listeners to, you know, when they leave the show, they leave with some kind of knowledge and some kind of understanding. So I'm seeing here with the minerals, you know, with the frequencies, because we're being attacked from all different angles. So, you know, we got to use different things to battle all those different attacks that we are being under.
That's true. And it's what we're doing is how do we defend, how will this free us from being attacked? Because if there's no enemy within you, your enemy outside of you can't harm you. And so that's what I'm saying is that we have been genetically attacked from long ago. We have a memory. And the thing is how do you, like Bruce Lipton. Bruce Lipton is a biogeneticist. And he looks at how do you reprogram genes. And there's a book, too, The Genie in the Gene. Certain things will activate you. Just by a sound, just by a smell, by a touch, by seeing something will activate a dormant gene that creates a reaction in the human. And so how do we do this? And then how do you reprogram the gene? How do you self-talk? How do you think in new thoughts? And what are the new words? That's why I would take a word and make another word out of it, because I changed the frequency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so true. All right. So we're getting down on time, and so what else do you want to leave with us, Crenshaw and Baba? We still have 15 more minutes.
People can reach me at www.crenshawherbpacks or crenshawherbpacks@gmail.com. I'm available. I'm going to help you in any ways I can. I have free samples, and I'm trying to help the people. We're going to get there. Like Baba said, we have a plan, and we're just going to execute it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely.
Are you in California, Crenshaw?
Yes, Oakland.
Okay, you're in Oakland because my daughter lives in Fontana. I'm familiar with Vallejo, California. That was mm-hmm. where I went training before I went to Vietnam, leaving out of Frisco. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm out here in Mobile, right. Moreno Valley, says the Kwame.
Okay.
We got
Fontana,
California.
That's like 10, 15 minutes for me.
Fontana.
There's
okay.
a sister, and I'm sure. She made a documentary called Crazy Wives. If you look it up, it's on YouTube. It's a documentary called Crazy Wives. And she's a go-go now. And what the sister did when she was living in I think she was in Baltimore, Philly. And they labeled her mentally ill because she was hearing voices and could not understand what all this was going on. Then she met a sister from South Africa and started talking with her, and she was saying, those are your ancestors talking to you. And she learned and trained her how to go and communicate with those ancestors. Now she's working with women in abuse and substance abuse in a center with mental health. These are the teachings that we have to look at it as to what we're facing in the thing of, what is it, equipicide, what it is knowledge culture that they're now, because they have genocide, they have menticide, and now what they've done is they're attacking the culture and the knowledge of the culture. And these are the tools that we have to begin to use, just like self-knowledge learning is supposed to be the new replacement for the critical race theory. They don't want critical race, so now they're giving it a new name. They're constantly trying to change how we learn who we are.
Mm-hmm. But that don't mean we have to go along with it. Now that we are awakening now we know what to do, and they're not invisible anymore. We see them.
Right,
now.
And you're, yeah, but who said they was in Oakland?
That's me.
Okay.
Crenshaw.
There's a brother there, Dr. Wade Nobles. I think he has a center, plus he taught there at the university, but Wade Nobles is part of ABSI. He's a black psychologist. He wrote the book on black psychology.
Hmm.
He works with mental health for black people.
Okay.
And he's
Wade
there
Noble.
In Oakland. Wade Nobles.
Wade,
Nobles. Nobles.
Gotcha.
Him and his wife there, and plus his children grew up. And I've known the brother because we're all part of ASCAP. And he was a part with Naeem Akbar, Asa G. Hilliard. We just had a conference on Asa G. Hilliard's, you know, life at the AU Center down here in Atlanta. And what it was is that we're See, Asa was an educational psychologist. He proved that there's no such thing as an IQ test for black children and argued at the Supreme Court and won. Asa G. Hilliard.
Hilliard, gotcha.
Wade Nobles, Naeem Akbar, you know, Maulana Karinga's over there at San Francisco State. I don't know if he's still teaching. But Maulana was the one, he wrote the Hoosier, he wrote the Kwanzaa, he was the one who introduced Kwanzaa.
Okay. And that's no coincidence, his name is Nobles. Didn't you say what's inside the minerals is Nobles? Didn't you say something about Nobles?
The salts and the
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, everything is in divine order. If we overstand and listen to our spirit and not, the elders always say, think with your heart, not with your head, because your heart is 550 frequencies higher than the human brain. Your heart knows before the brain.
And that's why when people, when they say, you know, you have to have heart to be able to, you know, some people can't do certain things because they get stuck. They, you know, they don't have the heart to do it. But
well,
when you have that
what's
heart.
What's up under the heart? What's up under the heart?
What's up under?
The solar plexus.
What are you
the light.
This, okay.
Your gut, your intuition. That's why women think more with the gut because she's everything. All of her connection is in her lower extremity. That's where her
that's
gut and her womb of communication.
Mm-hmm. And the immune function.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. That is so true. And don't they call that the second brain?
Yeah. Because each organ, you talk about the chakras. That's the endocrine system. They're the seven glandular of the human body. And each one has its own brain. They're all connected. The brain, our brain is nothing but the traffic control, is the traffic controller of all the brains in the body. They send messages to the brain to tell you do this, do that. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm this. I'm that. Each one of the brains send. They're connected to the main frame. But the heart is the generator that generates all of it.
So with these cell salts is going into the cells, you know, we got to start looking at our inner workings, you know. We got to start taking a look at that, how things work,
right.
How the connection is.
And it's the study of, it's really studying your genes. You go deeper because we're being attacked at the genetic level. This is why they created what's called the Human Genome Project. And it tells you what they're saying when they put the word there. Human, G, know me. G, G-E-N-O-M-E, G, know me. Because they're looking at how do we destroy the originator of the genes.
And so that's where the fight is at, too, right there in the cellular.
Right. They've already attacked you at the cellular level. That's why they I heard somebody was speaking about GMOs, genetically modified organisms. But if you take the word and you change it, you say GMO, God makes the original. You are the original. So don't fall for the GMO.
And I also, you know, it's so true when you also say that we always talking about artificial intelligence, but when, like you say, we divine intelligence. You know, we are
right, the
ultimate quantum. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because we knew how to that's why we built a teleportation system called the Pyramid of Giza. You could go inside of that, lay in the sarcophagus, and the granite was built in such a way that when you made the chant or you did the mantras, your spirit would be transported out of there and back into the cosmos. It would send you through the wormhole and bring in what new spirit need to come in or what spirit need to go out. And so these are ancestral ways. And even in the Temple of Dendera, there's an excellent YouTube, again, his name is Dr. Charles Finch. Charles Finch has a video, it's called Heaven's Wheel, where he, in the Temple of Dendera in Kemet, because he taught at Morehouse School of Medicine, and he also was an Egyptologist. And he, in turn, studied the astrological teachings of Kemetic and saw that they are now what's getting ready to happen with Draco's moving out and our changing our position in the solar system and the galaxy. Now we're going to be looking at the North Star will be the constellation Cepheus, which is the Ethiopian king who's married to Andromeda, whose daughter is the chained woman. But that's why the woman is being unchained. And so all of this, and his brother was what Egypt is named for, is Egyptus. That was his brother in the constellation. So all of this is our story, but we have to look at who's telling it, because you're looking at his story, he's going to always make himself be the greater when it was really our story that made him know his story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where the spiritual side of it is.
That's what it
That's
is. Because when you say spiritual, you always know in the word spiritual is why we use it. It's the part of understanding the ritual. In the word spiritual is the word ritual. And how do you do the ceremonies to connect your spirit back to your cosmic self?
Well, thank you, Kwame. We're down to 5 minutes, and the listeners, the family, they get your salt. Go ahead, Kwame.
No, I was just saying I didn't mean to, step in on the show, but I just had to commend the brothers for putting that forward, because that I was just going to listen, but when he said that, I'm like, yes. Finally, somebody in the next generation is getting ready to pick up the mantle, because we look for that. We put out, as elders, we got to stop being generational thieves, because when I die, if I don't leave you all the information that I've been given, then I'm a generational thief.
Yeah.
We have to stop that.
That's right. Got it. Teach one to reach one.
All of the input is welcome. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Right. And read White Skin. I mean, Black Skin, White Mask, France Fanon, or Wretched Earth. And he talks about each generation out of relative obscurity must either fulfill its mission or we will all fail. And we are not to fail, because we are the original. And how should we not be back in the place that we began?
Hmm. That's right.
Absolutely.
So, now, the thing I take away from tonight is that we all should be ordering ourselves off.
Yes.
Now, is it a certain, so your zodiac depends on what sales salt, or it doesn't matter? Or how does that work, Crenshaw?
We have all 12 in one combo, so it's all 12 salts in one.
In one, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we need to be doing. This is what we've taken from the show tonight, plus other things. But please, everyone, order your salts. We have to get healthy here. In order for us to take back our throne, I don't think it's been gone, but, people we're going to have to stand up now. So get the salt. We've been attacked at your cellular level, so why not strengthening your cells here. So we're going to order some salt, and we're going to continue this here. And I want to thank everybody. I mean, this is what's needed. And so thank everyone here for joining us, putting the information out here. Thank you for listening and receiving the information. And we'll be back next week. Better love.
Thank you, Auntie Bev. Better love.
Yes.
Yeah, one question. What day, I mean, you put out the suggestion. Are you going to, you know, make an announcement when you come to say what day is this going to happen, you know, the porch meeting?
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to Crenshaw and his partner here. We're all going to have to get on, see what day. And put it out. I'll put it out Monday or Tuesday. I'll let everyone know.
All right. Thanks, Beth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank us. Better love.
Thank you.
Better love.
Good luck.
up.